The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And pretty much the first hour was all politics. So we'll keep doing more.
No, we'll do one more call and then we'll be done with it.
Well, no, we're not going to be done with it because I actually have something to say about this.
Oh.
I feel like... Actually, I've done 2 hours of radio today because I did my show with RJ. I feel like I've talked for about 2 minutes out of the 2 hours. So I do have something I want to throw out there, but let's take the phone call first.
All right, let's talk to Michael. Sorry you've been waiting so long, Michael. What's up?
It's okay. Fred, AJ, my point is very simple. Donald Duck Trump is delusional, distracted, and divisive. What sense does saying or standing for the national anthem have to do with anything? If I kneel before the national anthem and the American flag, which is a farce, then I'm only giving reverence to something I should only give to God. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I'm a stand for the national anthem, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance guy, but I've never known that it was like an official rule somewhere that you absolutely had to, or you were a horrible person.
And that may be more generational, AJ, because that's how we grew up.
Yeah,
and that's what we were told. So I do, and as I said, I respect people's rights to protest and to get their message out, just like I respect the rights of the people who boo them and don't like it. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be here. But I think there's two things kind of getting lost. And it doesn't have to be divisive. It doesn't have to be you're either this or that. And that's been a problem with politics. And that's why whenever you get politics involved in anything, it screws it up. Because politics is the most divisive thing in this country right now. And you know why? It's because people treat it like sports. And that's why these things wind up together. You can't treat your president like it's your sports team. And that's what people are doing, that they're treating their political parties like they're their sports teams. Oh, they can do no wrong. And that's just ridiculous. You have to try to look at each issue separately. And then I want to say one thing about the police, because I think there's a lot of people who I'll make this real clear. I believe the same thing about police officers as I do. You know, most of our listeners, I think 95% of them are damn good. And they're good people. Because I believe that about, and I know you think it's a lower number than that, and in some days like this, I think that number is a lot lower. But the reality is, I think 95% of the people out there are really good. And I tell you what, I can't imagine the things that those guys have to deal with and the things they see on a regular basis and how many times they have to put their lives on the line to try to protect people. So I respect them. A lot of the money I've given to charity goes to them. And I think they should make more money. And I think that's where things should start. If you pay our police a lot more money, guess what?
They'd be better trained.
They'd be better trained, and some of these things wouldn't happen. I do agree with what you said, though. I wish they wouldn't close ranks when something like this happens. And if somebody does step out of line, I wish...
They got to pay the price.
Yeah, but that's...
That's at every job.
And I understand that, but I don't want... You know, in these instances, we should take them... both individually and collectively, But I also hope we're not going to just condemn all policemen because of this.
No, and I don't think you should. And no, I'm not trying to do that. I know if you're I came not, across
I know
that,
you're
I'm
not
sorry.
Trying to do that, but that's a lot of what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And I don't think that's fair.
Well, so, if I came across that way, that's not how I intended. But no, I think that I'm with you. I think most cops are good cops. The problem is I don't like when good cops cover up for bad cops, because if you're a good cop covering up for a bad cop, I think you're a bad cop.
Well, I also think sometimes, you know, when you get in a situation, you don't really know and you want to believe the best out of the people you work with.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Jim messaged us on Facebook, which I don't know why. I never get notifications that messages pop up on Facebook. For some reason, I did. It says, so if the players have the right to kneel at the anthem, then others have the right to not support or watch the a-holes. One more thing, why isn't other sports doing it? But, I mean, the Golden State Warriors aren't going to the White House.
WNBA players did it.
WNBA players actually kind of started it.
I think the NBA did it last year. They weren't facing the flag. They turned the other way, I believe.
So, and now why other sports aren't doing it, remember, the NBA is 75% black. The NFL is 65% black. I know there was Donald Trump even tweeted about NASCAR and how they're doing things the right way. NASCAR, in the history of its sport, I think has had 4 drivers that are black. In the history of their sport, 4. So yeah, if you're surprised there aren't a bunch of guys taking a knee, I mean, you might want to wake up. But I think baseball is like 12% black. The NBA and the NFL are predominantly black sports, and those people feel like they've got to stand up for their people. And I think that's why it's happening and not happening in NASCAR or hockey.
Yeah, actually, there was a. Been reading a couple stories about what some of the hockey teams may do to show support. And the reality is, I think so many of these issues just become, you're either this or that. And I just think that's a total political thing. And the media has created a lot of this, because we have guys who will just take one side of a story and just hammer it to death. And not try to look at everything and not try to be realistic, reasonable about it. That's what bothers me. I wish people could take a look at issues and try to understand the other side first. And that's always what I was taught. If you disagree with someone, try to understand
from their view
first, and then make your opinion, because a lot of times you'll change it. But then that makes you a flip-flopper.
Flippy floppy.
So, yeah.
All right, Fred. Enough about that. You want to talk about Los Astros?
No, not really.
I don't know. I'm so dense. I have no idea what I'm talking about, honestly.
And the NBA, I'm looking this up. The NBA did a little bit of protesting last year, but it's against their rules to not line up on the free throw line during the national anthem. But the Portland Trailblazers locked arms last year in protest, and several other teams as well. And last year, a couple of owners came out and said that it's a good people. They want their players to be expressive, and if there's ways to protest, then they should.
Rod says football players have about 10 journalists standing with a mic in their hand, waiting for a quote. Use that time to get your message across.
They are.
They do. Richard Sherman does that all the time. LeBron James did it yesterday, and you know what happens? People say, "Oh, I wish they'd shut up about this." that's basically it. So. Yeah, I think this whole thing is created to, from wherever it was created, to divide people and give people opinions that are totally, that are just so opposite each other that there's no middle ground, and you're not going to change anybody's mind, and that's the problem.
And Josh Norman, after their game, spent 20 minutes at his locker room talking about this issue. And of course, it doesn't get covered as much as taking a knee.
All right. Tell people about food.
I'm getting a lot of people like what I said. A lot of people are calling me a snowflake. I don't know.
Well, I think because you have an opinion that's very strong on it, a lot of people are going to agree, and a lot of people are going to tell you you're full of bleep.
Yeah.
And you're not going to change any minds either way.
No. So, I am a little bit of a snowflake. Yeah, I do care about people. Like, it's a weird, that is a big character flaw for me. I agree. I got to work on that. I'll figure something out. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my new friends over at Texas Star Grill Shop. You want to make great moments with your grill. We're making good food. It's tailgating season, and the Texas Star Grill Shop's fall sale is happening now. I'm going to tell you a kicker at the end of this thing, though. They got ceramic charcoal grills, wood pellet smokers, which like the one I just got, gas grill. Let the pros there decide which one's going to be. They'll help you decide which one's best for you. They can. You tell them what you like to cook. They'll help you out. They've got Traegers, Memphis, Sabre, Weber, Komodo Joe. Pits and Spits is the one I got. It's a local Houston one. And here's the great kicker. Right now, 20% off all grills for Hurricane Harvey victims. That's on top of the fall sale. That extra 20% won't last forever, so get in there now. In fact, one of our fine listeners out in Beaumont, Deanna, she's been in the market for a grill. Her home got destroyed. She needs a way to cook. Needed a gas grill, a nice gas grill, because she's going to cook all her meals on it. She called up Texas Star Grill Shop today. Got one already. And as always, guys, free delivery and assembly, which is out of this world. I mean, you don't want to put these things together by yourself. You don't have time for that. You're not smart enough, let's face it. Get a grill that's going to last and save big money during the fall grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop. See the best in grilling. They're located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Luetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com, TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Think about 80-20. The texters agreed with you. Oh, my favorite is, that's it, I'm done with the show, I'm never listening again. Then 15 minutes later, you get another text from them.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of deleting the 478 that we got in the last 20 minutes. So, thanks for that.
I might have gone and read them today.
So, what do you want to get to?
Oh, boy. I guess we could talk about the game from last night. The Cowboys looked like, man, this is going to be a disaster.
Oh yeah, they have six plays in the first quarter at one point.
And then the Cardinals look great, by the way. Then the Cowboys turn it on and didn't look back. I'm still not sure what the Cowboys are. What I do know is now they're better than the Giants, which I didn't think before the season started. The Giants are a total mess, but I don't know that they're Super Bowl contender good, but if they play the way they played in the second half yesterday, they're pretty damn good. They're pretty damn good. The problem is we haven't seen much consistency with them, and I don't know. You know, I don't know that we will anytime soon. I think this is it's a team that you're going to see good days and bad days out of.
The offensive line has not been as dominant yet as...
No, especially run blocking.
Right, but I do think they fixed some things and made some good adjustments. And, you know, we've talked a lot about bad offensive line play. The Cardinals' offensive line is just not very good this year either. And Carson Palmer is not mobile enough for you to do that. And the Cowboys got a lot of pressure on him. And without David Johnson, the Cardinals just don't have any weapons.
No.
You're throwing to Larry Fitzgerald as many times as you are.
And my God, how good is that dude still?
Oh, he's still good. Yeah.
But yeah, they are very limited offensively without him. And that's where I kind of, you know, I lost my hopes for the Cardinals being any good when David Johnson get hurt, because I don't know that there's one team that relies on any one player, non-quarterback, as much as the Arizona offense relied on David Johnson.
Yeah, that was a guy who was going to have 1,000 yards receiving and rushing.
Yeah, and he's not a, you know, he does, there's no timeshare in the backfield. It's that was the David Johnson show. That dude played damn near every snap. So it was that's a tough pill to swallow, and I think it's going to take them some time to get back to what they, you know, or even to really figure out what they are without him. You know, I mean, you can go back several years ago, and they were a pass first team when it was Fitzgerald and Bolden, but they've built that team to be a run heavy team and to not put a lot of pressure on Carson Palmer. And when you take away that guy, man, it's a different look.
I know Bruce Arians has had some success as a head coach, but I still wonder if his offense isn't one that's going to get a quarterback killed eventually. I mean, he got Andrew Luck beat up a lot when he was there. He's getting Carson Palmer beat up a lot. Those deep drops, I wonder if that will hold up. But I think I didn't learn a lot about the Cowboys other than that they showed some poise. And Dak Prescott, that touchdown run was gutsy, man.
And he made some big throws down the field.
He did.
Which, you know, you remember last year when I was I had my doubts about Dak because they weren't going down the field with him. They were asking him to do so little.
Yeah.
And he made some throws way down the field last night. Not all of them were smart throws, but he made some ballsy throws, and it paid off on a couple of those plays. So
the only thing I'm a little concerned about with them, well, Dez Bryant sure doesn't look like Dez Bryant right now.
Yeah, well, you also got to remember that that's a pretty solid secondary. But yeah, I mean, teams are going to try to take Dez away. And it was interesting because, you know, last night Jason Witten wasn't doing much, you know, and it was Dak working with a random crew of dudes and finding the right guy, finding the open guy. They took away Jason Witten. They took away Dez for the most part. And they said, we're going to make these other guys beat you. And Dak found a way to do it. Beasley and the likes.
Just wanted to tell AJ that I love listening to his laugh on the radio. It's hot. Teresa.
Thank you. Teresa's my mom, by the way.
I never get texts like that. I get, why don't you just shut up? You sound terrible. You're disgusting.
Well, thank you for reading that.
You're a troll.
As you know, I don't read the text.
Well, I know. I
know there's a lot of people who have probably texted horrible things at me today.
Yeah.
You should give her a little laugh.
I can't fake the laugh, Jong. I have to. Maybe you should say something really funny to make me laugh, Jong.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But yeah, if you're texting horrible things to the show, just know that I don't read them. So please direct them all at Fred.
I think
there it is.
I think they realized that. So you made yourself laugh. Ooh,
that always works.
Oh boy. Hey, just a quick pitch for the pregame line on SB Nation Radio tonight, 8:00. My show with RJ Bell, national show. And we dive into NFL gambling. And I have to say, that show just flies by. We record it on Tuesday afternoons. I'm not going to pretend like it's live. But that thing flies by. We look up and we're already out of time. We never got to half the stuff that we were going to talk about.
It's just an hour?
It's just an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
So 8 to 9, and then it'll be available on podcast at podcastarena.com. It'll be on pregame. It's on iTunes. And the response has been fantastic. And it's mostly, let's be honest, it's mostly RJ. I just kind of set him up and get out of the way. And it works real well that way.
Hey, I think in the next segment, we may need to discuss a little bit about college basketball. I know I'm the only one who really cares about college basketball.
You know, I think today more people than you do.
People are interested all of a sudden?
Yeah, yeah. This story, it doesn't surprise me one little bit.
No. But man, there's some big boy programs that are going to go down, and I got a feeling this is going to be really, really ugly for the sport of college basketball, which is, I think for a long time has sort of operated on the fringes of the rules as it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the fact that it involves AAU and shoe companies is no shock whatsoever. 281, I was going to say AJ is the worst, but now, Fred, you're the worst.
Thanks, you. Thank you. That's all I'm asking for you.
Yeah, great. I can't wait to read the rest of these. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, if you've got something hateful to say, please just direct it at Fred. Even if it's something about me, if you hate me, still direct that hate.
You can just direct that all to me.
Just pretend that it's Fred that you hate.
Because I'm not going to tell him. I never tell him the bad texts that you send about
him. He protects me.
So, because
he protects my fragile snowflake ego.
Because I know how pissed off he'll get, and then I'll have to spend the rest of the show trying to calm him down. So.
Because I'm very sensitive. Everybody knows that. All right, guys. Going to tell you, shopping for electricity rates, it ain't the funnest thing in the world. Everybody knows that. But Triangle Energy is trying to make it easy for you. This is a born and raised in Texas company. And what they do is they provide simple fixed rates. That means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. That means no hidden fees. It's a fast, easy sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. Sign up now for the basic Eagle 12, which will lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You'll get a weekly usage update so that you already have an estimate when your charges or before your charges hit the mail. Listen, they're not only about giving you low rates, though. They're about making you a more energy-efficient home. They want you to use less energy and save on your bills that way as well. What are you waiting for, guys? This is an easy decision. You're going to feel good about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064. Well, habits that don't leave. You killed me back then. Left me out alone.
Hey, guys, you want to do some real good in the community? How about donating a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, anything you have that maybe you're not using anymore, you're going to fix it up, maybe you're going to sell it, maybe it even got flooded and it's damaged. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll take it at Houston Can Academies, and they'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can sign up online for in less than a minute. Your donation's tax-deductible, and if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. How about that? And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and tow it. It's that simple. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. These are kids who've dropped out of other schools, and now that school's started, they need your help more than ever. Sometimes these kids need glasses, even food, bus passes if they need transportation. That's what they do at Houston Can Academies. They work around whatever it is that those kids need. And so many of them graduate and do great things, and you can do your part. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Those athletes that don't do anything. Yao Ming donated $100,000 to Sylvester Turner's Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund.
Very cool.
Just passing that on.
Ooh, not to JJ's fund, huh? Shots fired?
Well, they already closed that one down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he raised over $37 million.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
By the way, Teresa texted me. She said that was from her friend that thinks your laugh is sexy, and she...
Oh, Teresa's friend, not Teresa.
Yeah, she put her name on it instead of... She's the one that, when you guys were at what was that brewery down south?
Saloon Door.
Saloon Door? She's the one that came over and took a picture with you.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
Yeah.
Are you sure that Teresa isn't the one who thinks it's hot?
No, she's texting me. She's saying, that wasn't me. That was, my friend.
I think she's covering up.
Oh, maybe.
You have any second thoughts about this marriage?
Maybe I should try to start laughing like you.
That's right.
Somebody said, just stutter. That'll make AJ laugh.
No. Yeah, guys.
Armando thinks your laugh is sexy as hell, and it's making him...
Get you some, Armando.
Like, what's happening? Valerian steel is
what's
the
happening,
comparison.
Armando. When I say it like that, it sounds sexier, right?
It doesn't sound sexy to me.
That's because your name's not Armando, and there's no way to say Fred in a sexy way.
No, no. That's Fred. Part of the problem.
You can call him Freddy.
Freddy.
Frederico.
I'm going to call you Falcon.
No, that's just... No.
Falcon.
That doesn't work for me at all.
Ooh, Prime Minister.
No.
Gargoyle? No.
Ooh, Gargoyle.
Softer than Jell-O. I'll just say that.
Maybe that's an age thing.
Could be. Pink Valkyrie says, for the record, I love your voice, Fred. You sound like a genius. AJ's a jerk, but she has a smiley thing by it. That's from Little Christina.
Yeah, I know. I hate her.
Been a fan of the show for a long time. She's good people.
She is.
She's trying to help my shattered ego here by lying.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Women lie to me. I appreciate that. All right. We got to talk college basketball here.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I guess the details are still going to be coming out on this, but coaches from Arizona, Oklahoma State, Auburn, and USC have all been charged in a federal corruption investigation.
Including Chuck Person, former Auburn star player and assistant coach there.
And when I say federal corruption investigation, we're not talking about like an NCAA violation. We're talking about like they're probably going to prison, which is crazy, but that's where this has gotten, apparently.
We always say if the FBI gets you, you're probably in trouble.
Yep.
If the feds arrest you for something, you know, there's always innocent until proven guilty, but they're pretty serious.
You imagine
they're not nearly as incompetent as they are on the blacklist.
Yeah, the FBI shows up at your practice and arrests your coach. Federal prosecutors in New York announced charges of fraud and corruption against 10 people, including the coaches from those four schools, assistant coaches from those four schools. All of them are charged with bribery conspiracy, solicitation of bribes, honest services fraud conspiracy, honest service fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and travel act conspiracy. Each of those coaches faces a maximum sentence of 80 years in prison. The FBI also arrested James Gatto, who is the director of global sports marketing for Adidas. Merle Code, who's also an Adidas employee. Christian Dawkins, who is a former NBA agent. Munish Sood, who's basically like a money guy. He's like the Rock on Ballers. He's like a financial planner. Jonathan Augustine, who is the president of the League Initiative and program director of One Family AAU Programs, which is an Adidas-sponsored AAU program. And Rashawn Michelle, a former NBA official and the founder of Thompson Bespoke Clothing, which is a custom, you know, it's like a custom clothier, like a tailor for athletes.
Right.
This is apparently just the tip of the iceberg. There are other coaches who might be involved in this, and a lot of some of them were named like University 2 and University 6. And from everything that the report said about University 2, I'd say it's 99% sure that that's the University of South Carolina. I would say it's about 90% that University 6 is Louisville.
Well, yeah, because there's one kid that apparently they paid $100,000 to the family of a top recruit to convince the player to commit to Louisville and represent Adidas when he turned pro. And what's interesting is when the kid committed, here's Rick Pitino's comments. We got lucky on this one. I had an AAU director call me and ask me if I'd be interested in a player. I saw him against another great player from Indiana. I said, yeah, I'd be really interested. They had to come in unofficially, pay for their hotel, pay for their meals. We spent $0 recruiting a 5-star athlete who I love when I saw him play. In my 40 years of coaching, this is the luckiest I've been. But there was another player also. I think this has been going on for a long time. There's no question these shoe companies have been paying these kids. And I'm pretty sure this is just tip of the iceberg. They just got Adidas first. Other guys, they're coming for you. If they haven't already figured out what you're doing. I mean, this has been going on forever. I'm not surprised by this at all.
I'm not surprised. I guess I'm surprised that, you know, there's there's, I mean, the FBI's gotten into it. You know, would I be surprised if there was, like, the NCAA found something out? No. But, like, it's gotten to the point where...
Well, the NCAA wouldn't find out anything about the AAU teams because...
Because they can't research it, yeah. They have no jurisdiction over it.
What I don't understand is and I guess I'll have to read a little more on it, but where the fraud comes in. Because, if you're... Like, Chuck Person, allegedly they paid $90,000 to steer kids to this agency.
Man, that's a trip. Chuck Person was like... I mean, he had a long NBA career.
Yeah.
What's $90,000 on top of your coaching salary? Like, is that worth going to prison for? No. How long did Chuck Person play in the league? 15 years, maybe? I mean, that's a healthy run. You got to have some dough, and you got a good job now. You're working for a major university at Auburn. I don't get it. Here's the deal. If you are... I'm not surprised at all by allegations against Auburn and USC because those athletic programs can't seem to keep their nose clean, period. But Arizona and Oklahoma State are traditional basketball powerhouses that you wouldn't think needed to pay anybody to show up at their school. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, these AAU programs funnel these kids, and shoe companies control the AAU programs now. It doesn't surprise me that every school in America isn't involved in some way or another.
Well, now they're
and Rick Pitino. Let's be honest, this guy's been scum for a long time.
Well, let's also be honest. Louisville is not exactly a mecca of clean coaching hires. Like, remember, they hired Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And this is going on with Rick Pitino, who's already sort of questionable.
He's been questionable for a long time. He's had prostitutes there. He banged a chick in a restaurant. I mean, that guy is weird. He's got his issues. And I'm sure that they're... listen, I always say this about college programs. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Texas. I don't care if you're UCLA. I don't care if you're Kentucky. There's something going on under the table at every program in America. Everyone that wins anything, and it's just to what extent. In this case, it's pretty bad. So,
do you think reports of college football stuff's going to come out soon?
Oh, I hope not.
It's got to, though, but because think about
it. It wouldn't shock me.
You know, how much of these, Nike and all those guys, what they're paying to have their uniforms at big name schools?
Yeah, but here's the deal with...
It's easier with basketball.
That AAU system in basketball, it really asks for corruption.
It lends itself to this. I don't know that you have the same thing in football.
So I can't really say I'm surprised because I'm not necessarily surprised by it because it's set up for corruption. Football is that's way more difficult to get away with or to cover up because there's not that middleman between the NCAA and the high schools, because most of these AAU guys, they're not exactly worried about the code of ethics here.
I mean, no.
You know, and once an AAU coach is done with a player, he doesn't care what happens to them. I mean, it's...
Well, if he's getting money from Adidas to have Adidas kids on his team, or get them shoes so they wear them, and he gets paid by them, and it's a scuzzy business. There's no question. And college basketball has always been a scuzzy business, and this goes back forever. This is nothing new. But the fact that the FBI has gotten involved, you're going to see a lot more than just these guys, I guarantee you.
And my guess is the punishment that comes down from this is going to be, like, from the NCAA, it is going to be vicious. I'm talking, like, you don't play basketball for a year.
Well, that's what Pat Forty was saying, that Louisville should get the death penalty, but...
I mean, that's brutal, but, man, there's got to be something... And they've got to make an example because otherwise, if you think those six schools I think Miami was maybe sort of hinted at as well. If those seven schools, you think they're the only ones cheating at college basketball recruiting? Give me a break. there's got to be some sort of real punishment that is going to deter people from doing this going forward. Because otherwise, I mean, they'll think they can get away with it again. And if you didn't get caught this time, well, why would I get caught next time?
Well, I think they're going to figure out that if they go to jail, that's a pretty good punishment.
Oh, yeah.
For these guys.
But oh, yeah.
The reality is they're not going to catch everybody that's involved.
You can't. Shane says, what's going to happen to the players? And I don't know. I mean, I would guess that they're going to be suspended from playing college basketball. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, because they're technically not amateurs.
Yeah. Well, and also most of them are, I mean, I doubt they're going to prison because most of them are children at the time that this stuff is going down.
Yeah.
So it's unlikely that they'll go to prison, but they probably won't play college hoops anymore.
Brad says 7-on-7 football leagues are heading the way of AAU. I could see that. I could see that being kind of the next area where you
maybe
where you get into it. All right, 713-780-ESPN, and I've got to tell you about Caslope. And if you had damage to your home from the hurricane, man, that can be tough. It's frustrating, it's stressful, and it's not going to be over for a while, but Caslope can help. Caslope is Houston strong. You got a lot of companies coming down here trying to work on your home. Well, Caslope is Houston-based with a focus to save as many homes as possible. They provide professional residential and commercial water damage mitigation, dehumidification, and restoration. They're going to demo and remove all construction materials that were affected by water damage, and Caslope cares about the community and wants to help. If you've got insurance, great. If you have no insurance, guess what? Caslope will work with you. They want to help you save your house. They want to help you get back on your feet. They want to take care of all the dirty work for you. So call Caslope. That's Castlope. Find out more at caslope.com.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday. Join the usual suspects and, of course, more importantly, the Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Barry, and much more importantly, Fred and A.J. will broadcast their shows live and get you ready for football, courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. But we're happy to have the opening act there, too. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I have a gym of the day, but let's get a couple calls on real quick. Lamont, you're on. Go.
I'm still driving right now. AJ, did you see the school number 2 was south?
Man, Lamont, you're struggling on the phone today. Yeah, school number 2 was South Carolina. Yes.
No, I was on question because I thought it was here because.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Sorry, Lamont. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure, but just putting context clues together on, like, did you put that together as well, or did you read that that's what people were putting together?
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, I don't know. I can't say 100% for sure. But I think it is.
And then, Doc, you're on. What's up, Doc?
Hey, big fellas, how y'all doing today?
Sports.
That's good. Hey, check it out, fellas. I think they need to start doing something, not only to the people that are funneling the money, the people that are funneling the money, but the people that they're funneling money to, especially the parents. The parents and the players should pay a penalty as well, because the thing is, it's not that they need the money. I got a problem with them not trying to work for the money. They're not trying to say, hey, oh, my mother is struggling. Can you pay my light bill? They want $100,000 and not have to do the work for $100,000. So my thing would be,
in order to curtail all of this, make a punishment for the parent, make a punishment for the player, make it to where the parent can't go attend college game or something like that. You know, we don't want you in our stadiums. We don't want you around our program. So if you got three more other kids that are planning on going to school, you're not going to be nowhere near those kids at those schools. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, the kids are not going to be able to play. I'm pretty sure that's going to end their college careers. Now they'll still be able to go overseas, or you know, some of them will. I mean, most of these guys, I guess, are good enough to go to the pros, so we'll see. But now the parents are basically taking advantage. It's like, hey, somebody's going to pay us $100,000 to steer our kids somewhere. And I would think that if the FBI is nailing all these people, wouldn't the parents be part of that? Isn't that, based on what I'm reading about the laws, by accepting that, you're breaking the law, right? Yeah. So we'll have to see how it plays out, but good point. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Fredericksburg, Virginia, where you like steak, right?
I do.
Well, Rachel Merrick of Fredericksburg decided she was going to go to the Longhorn Steakhouse in Spotsylvania County.
That's a made-up place, but okay.
She wanted a steak, just like you do sometimes.
Okay, all right.
She felt a sharp pain in her left foot. That happens, right? Sometimes you say, ow. She thought she might have been stung by a bee or a hornet. No, hornets, you don't want to get stung by those things. Those things are bad. So she just kept walking, felt the pain again.
All right.
Enough that she dropped her cell phone and her wallet. She said, I had my fingers under my foot, and that's when I felt something moving. Merrick had been bitten twice on her toes and once on the side of her foot by an 8-inch long copperhead snake.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
At a steakhouse?
Yes. Now, that's a fairly small copperhead, 8 inches. But that's pretty significant to get bitten three times. She was in the hospital for 11 days. I freaked out, she said, yelling, I got bit. It hit the floor between my son and my boyfriend. Both of them instantaneously stepped on it and killed it right there. But after the snake was dead, emergency services were called, and Merrick was taken to the hospital where she stayed until Sunday. She was given anti-venom shots and other treatments to reduce the swelling, which spread up to the top of her leg.
Oh, boy.
So, she'd gone to the restaurant September 12 with her 13-year-old son and her boyfriend and other friends and family to mark the return of her boyfriend from Afghanistan. So it kind of sucks for him.
Ugh.
But right now,
I hate snakes.
I know you hate snakes. This is why this story was just for you.
You want to protest something? Protest snakes.
And that's a sneaky little, you know what?
You would think they wouldn't get you in a steakhouse.
I know.
That should be a safe place.
We have to have our safe places to go.
I need a safe space.
Bathroom, you should be safe from a snake.
I could see one crawling up the toilet.
Well, that happens sometimes.
And that's why I also don't poop in public places.
Well, you should be safe in your own home bathroom.
Yes.
Now, steakhouse, I got to say, you should be safe.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What about church? You should be safe in church from a snake.
I would be upset if there was a snake at my church.
Other than the guy behind the pulpit, but that's a different story.
Come on, sir.
Just kidding. So, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. All right, guys, energy bills, they're going up. And every day, you're throwing money out the window unless you've got energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium-quality, double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. And that includes a lifetime warranty, which includes glass breakage. In case you ever shoot a rock through the window, your kid does, they'll come out and fix it for absolutely free. It's transferable, so if you ever sell your house, that's something you can add into the value of your home. Window World's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. They're the number one replacement window company in America. Get a free in-home estimate. You got nothing to lose there. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or online at windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.